Today's question is about being non-judgmental. Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa West, and welcome to Living Your Yoga. Today's question comes from Mike from San Angelo, Texas, and he says, can we afford to be non-judgmental? I love the idea of being non-judgmental, but given all the things that need to be changed and challenged in our world today, can we afford to be non-judgmental? Shouldn't we be involved and take a stand on the things we believe in? Thank you. I love the Namaste Yoga and practice whenever I can. So this is a great question. I'm so glad that you're enjoying Namaste Yoga and getting in so much practice. So I'm going to link to some series in the show notes. First one is the Keeping It Real series, which talks a whole bunch about this, especially the acceptance class. So in a nutshell, Jon Kabat-Zinn, who's this whole series is based on his work, says that you don't have to like everything or take a passive attitude towards everything or be satisfied with the way things are or resign to tolerating things as they have to be. Acceptance just means coming around to seeing things as they are. Acceptance is not about resigning or giving up. So I talk more about that in the show notes to that class too, and I'll link to that in the show notes as well. So when you come to all the things that need to be changed in the world with a non-judgmental attitude, it's a lot easier to create change because then you're not creating some resistance for the things that you need to create change to. So for example, let's use an example. If we look at the non-judgmental attitude of Farm Sanctuary versus PETA, Farm Sanctuary shows all these cute pictures of animals living on a happy farm to encourage you to support compassion towards animals. Now, PETA takes a more hardcore judgmental approach, making you feel bad about using animal products. So which one motivates you towards change more? The cute and cuddly animals? Does that make you want to give up animal products or testing on animals more, or the hardcore approach? Does that one make you feel bad, or what one makes you feel better about changing? So I think this is a great question, and I would love to hear from you. Do you have experiences in your life where offering an attitude of acceptance has allowed you to create more change than taking a stand and what you believe in a kind of judgmental way? So leave your comments below.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.